We're going to start a new topic, a new Gemara, and really just going to introduce the next sugya. The next sugya, we're not even up to really, the Pesach sugyas are going to start in a few weeks, probably not for another month or so. And that's going to be about the Seder and leaning and all these things, which is good stuff, as we'll get to later as we get closer to Pesach. But now we're really focused on Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Kiddush. So we're going to start a whole topic on the topic of what's called Shinoi Makom. Before we get to that, we're going to talk about the Bracha of HaTova Amitiv. Okay, so let's look. So if you look at the bottom of the Gemara, the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. So remember, we discussed the Tui Machlokas last few weeks. When people make Kiddush Friday night, what happens when they get home? So Rav says they just have to make Kiddush HaGefen again. That's the shorter Amid, yeah, sorry. They just have to make Kiddush HaGefen again. Their Kiddush counts because he does not hold of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Shmuel says you have to make Kiddush HaMakom Suda, therefore nothing counts. So the Gemara went back and forth. What about what? According to Rav, we only do HaGefen again at home for people that weren't in Shul. And for Shmuel, we do Kiddush and Shul because the guests. So lo and behold, today we still do Kiddush and Shul because that was the minhag, even though we don't really have any guests. And that was, we discussed last 2 weeks. We discussed Halach of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. In the end of the day, we paskin ein kiddush ela makom suda. You need to have kiddush where you eat. So therefore, how is it ever okay to have kiddush in shul Shabbos morning? So we discussed last week that either it's okay because I'm eating something, I have kiddush, and I should really have a mizonos at kiddush. When I get home, it's best to make kiddush again. Probably you don't have to, but many people do, and one should make kiddush again at home because
even everybody heard it
because that is really where your real kiddush, your real suda is with bread. Okay. Then you get to the opinion at the bottom of Rabbi Yochanan. The last three lines of this Amud, and now this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is not really what we're going to talk about, but his idea introduces a number of halachos. So look at what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, for Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af yideyayin nami yatsu. So he goes the opposite. Shmuel says nothing works, and when you get home, you must make everything again, Kiddush and HaGefen. And Rabbi Yochanan says, everything works. Okay, the even hagefen, the azda Rabbi Yochanan l'ta'ame. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own reasoning. Amar Rabbi Chanan bar Abi, Amar Rabbi Pidas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Echad shinoi yayin, the echad shinoi makom ein tzarech levarich. When it comes to changing, now we're going to see what this means. A change of wine or a change of place. What's a change of wine? What does that mean? Well, shinoi yayin mean.
Different wine.
You wouldn't need another bracha and shinoi makom. So then the Gemara goes ahead and questions this opinion. We're going to read the question. We're going to go back to the first amen.
Why would you say that? If you're eating an apple, you bring a different apple. You're not making a bracha.
Okay. So we're good. So hold on a second. So first the Gemara brings a question from a brisa meisvei. Oh, so good. So we're going to get to that meisvei shinoi makom tzarech levarech. If you change your place, you need to make a bracha. Shinoi Malka, Shinoi Yayin ain't Sarach Levarech, but change of honor wouldn't. Tiyufta, there'll be Yochanan Tiyufta. We're going to actually go ahead and read the whole Gemara, but let's go back for a second. Now, turn back to the Amma beforehand. So now, this idea, we'll spend some time on this and hopefully we'll continue on with the Gemara, but this idea means if I change wine, I don't have to make another Borei Priya Geffen.
Does that mean if you went from a red wine to a white wine or something?
Okay. Yeah, that would mean you don't need another Borei Priya Geffen. Right, you wouldn't need another Borei Priya Geffen. However, if you look at Tosfos, look at the bottom Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Mihu, Tosfos says, however, even though you don't have to make HaGeffen again, HaTova HaMeitiv, Tzarech Levarech. Yeah. Bottom Tosfos, Shinoi.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Miu hatov v'hametiv tzarech levarich. You have to make the bracha though of hatov v'hametiv. So now, let's see why for a second. Now, look at the sheets I gave you. Just a little bit of background. We make hatov v'hametiv a number of times. When do we usually make hatov v'hametiv? We make it. We're going to get to benching in a second. Right, we make it when. What's the difference between hatov v'hametiv and shachianu? So the main difference is what's the difference between hatov v'hametiv and shachianu? Shachianu is when it benefits me. Tova Meitiv benefits us.
On a house.
Right? A house, for example. So it's the actually interesting machlokas. What happens if you give, you get engaged and you give your wife the engagement ring, so she make a shachianu or a tova Meitiv?
I'm sure we didn't either.
We didn't either. Most people do neither. But You could argue, and Rav Shemtov argues, you make Atova Meitiv. Why do you make Atova Meitiv? She's happy she got it, and you're happy.
She said yes.
Okay?
And her parents are happy.
And her parents are happy. We hope her parents are happy. That's debatable. Maybe. Her parents could be very upset. Now, look at the Gemara in Bracha says, that's why during the 9 days, for example, so during the nine days, we don't make Shachianu. We don't make Shachianu because we don't want to say I'm happy that I'm at this time. But we are allowed to make Atova Meitiv. So, for example, a person buys a new car. You make Atova Meitiv when you buy a new car.
What's the bracha for that?
Right, Atova Meitiv.
Really, that's it?
Right now, if it's just your car.
Never ever said that in my life.
If it's just your car, and you know you're never going to let anybody drive it, then you maybe make a Shachianu. Okay, but if somebody else is going to use it, and at this point, I've used your car a number of times, so you'd definitely have to make a Tova Meitiv.
Not my car.
That's not true. Right. Okay, so that was just Shachianu. So look at what
the... I used it the other day.
So look at what the Gemara says. The Gemara says at the top, in Brachos, Toshma Shino Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich. When I change wine, I don't make a bracha. Back in the sheets for a second. I'm going to give you the source for this Gemara. Shino Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich. The Gemara says a bracha is a nun test. If I change wine, I don't make a bracha. Shino Yimakom Tzarech Levarich. Even though I don't make another Baruch Pri HaGefen, I do make a bracha of HaTov V'HaMeitiv. So now, before we get to, well, you can talk about it now. Where does this come from? Why do we make the bracha of HaTov V'HaMeitiv? Before we even get to when you make the bracha of HaTov V'HaMeitiv, which Tosfos is going to, you know, we'll go to Tosfos. Let's go back to Tosfos for a second. Look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says, we'll even do the Rashbam first. Look at the Rashbam on the right side. The last Rashbam on this Amud. The Rashbam is Dibra Maschel Echad Shuna Yayin. So the Rashbam says, Shehevi lo Yayin mechavis acheres, v'yesh lo tam mishuna. If they bring you wine, and it's different, o garua o mishubach, ein tzar levarach shenis al yayin. No matter what, even if they bring you an amazing wine, you still don't make a Baruch Pri HaGefen again. No matter what, you don't make Baruch Pri HaGefen. Ala tova hametiv, mias mivarech, im mishubach min arishon. But when would I make a tova hametiv? If they bring me another bottle of wine, and it is, what's mishubach?
Bad.
Now, how do I define better?
If you enjoyed it more.
Tastes better.
So it tastes better. Is that subjective or objective?
Subjective.
Red versus white.
So it could be. It depends on, right. So now, the Gemara then quotes, Kedamrina Baharo, the Gemara in Brachu, says, Amar Yosef, Yochan, Avabisha, Amar, Shino Yayin, Tzara, Levarach, Ava, Omer, Tova, Amitiv, Vishino Yayin, Haida, Mechavis, Acheris. Then he brings the Gemara Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, Alkol Chavis, Vechavis, that Rebbe, he'd open barrel and barrel, and every barrel he opened, mevarich aleha, umahai mevarich, what would he make a bracha? He'd sing a bracha tova meitiv. Now it's impossible that every barrel that a Rebbe opened is kept getting better and better. So it could simply mean that it is either definitely not worse. If I know this next is terrible, so, you know, the other day, Michal Barnatan showed me a bottle of wine that was very expensive. I don't know. Tastes the same to me as Moscato did. So,
you taste it?
Yeah, I tasted it. I said...
Oh, they just showed you the
wine. No, he gave me a little bit. And I said, it tastes like every other wine, okay? So, it's wasted on me.
Kalana Vachasuda.
Okay, so...
You can't say something like that.
What?
No. He's giving you a wine.
No, I told him it was good, and then privately... however, the idea is simply... It seems from the Rashbam that it's at least a... equal taste, if not a better taste. But if you look at Tosfos on the left side that we just saw, Tosfos says a little bit differently. Hatova meitiv tzar levarach dimin baro. Perish Rashbam. Davka hecha de mishubach min arishon. Seems where it's better than the first. V'chem hilchos gedolos. It's the same in the Bahag. It's mash in the Gemara. Yerushalmi desov ketzav avarachin. Kotz this gomer Rabbi Abba Barhuna mar yayin chadash v'yashon tzar levarach shino yayin in tzar levarach shino makum tzar levarach. Okay. But if you skip down a little bit, the Tosfos seems to imply that really the idea of it's defined by either a little bit older wine is better. You might not, so that's my point, is it might not be subjective, because even if I don't think it's good, but objectively older wine is going to be a little bit better, or as long as
it's not true.
Okay, so as long as you know that the wine you're about to taste, if you know that this bottle has been sitting here for 300 years, right, there is this sip that a ship that sunk, and there are these, right, these barrels down there. So the people are trying to get it because it's all in case, and perhaps the wine is still good. So long as you know that the wine is not terrible, that you'd make the bracha v'atov hametiv. So where does this come from? According to most Rishonim, you do not make this if you were eating bread and someone bought you a better bread. You don't make a v'atov hametiv. There is one opinion that says that. We don't seem to hold like that. We only hold like that when it comes to wine. So now, go back to the sheets for a second. Let's learn a little bit about the bracha v'atov hametiv. Okay, says the Rush. Okay, the Rush here in the end of Brachos, the Rush has the following: Vishalo l'Rabbi Yitzchak in the underline. Lo mevarchan al shino yayin atova hametiv, v'ashino ilechem ein mevarchan. There are better breads. There are better fruits. There, right? You can get an apple that is $7 and an apple that is 50 cents, but you don't make the bracha of atova hametiv on those. V'heishiv, and he gives a few answers. The yayin misameach v'soeid. Wine does two things. In general, food does one thing. It satiates me. Wine satiates and is misameach. Aval pas soeid v'eino misameach. The simple answer is, it does more. Wine, right, we're going to talk Friday night this week. We're going to learn the halachas of whether or not you can make bor pri hagefen on grape juice. And the interesting shilas, some interesting shilas are brought up in the Arab prohibition in the 1920s and 30s in America, about whether or not you can make bor pri hagefen on grape juice. But one of the issues with grape juice is that it's not misameach, doesn't have an alcoholic content to it. So,
that's why you can't use it on
Sunday. Okay, well, that's a good discussion. But bread doesn't do that. So that's opinion number one. Now, next, he then quotes the following. V'ona mikeven d'yayin chashuv shekoveya. Right, wine has more of a chashivas to it. Right, we said the other day, last night at Friday night, we learned about what constitutes, you know, chamar medina. So you have to have something that you meet somebody over. You meet someone over wine. You don't meet somebody over a soda. You don't meet somebody over, you know.
Today you do. That's true. Here we're all meeting with soda.
When's the last time you told somebody, let's meet over a soda?
Well, I don't drink soda, so.
I mean,
but you get
people
restaurant.
Who go out and
have a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee. Most poskim don't believe soda can be chamer medina. Because even though you can get Wow.
Oh, wow. There's more.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, so that's number two. But you're right, there is an issue in terms of soda. Moshe felt soda is not enough, because the way that the halacha seems to be, Moshe views it, where food that is offered at a state dinner. So, you could get a Diet Coke at that state dinner, but it's not a chashuv kind of drink. So juices would be okay. People, there are juice bars now. There are, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, Harry, which I'm sure you are. Sure you are. Now, next, Vo'od. He says, Ashkan Shira Ela Ayayin. There's a connection between Shira and wine, because he quotes the Gemara as well. Now, then he quotes in the next line that the bracha tova mitiv inami hatova mitiv biyavne tiknuha. Now, if you look at the next source, if you look at the Gemara in the Gemara Masechtas Brach, the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, the source of the brachos first, right? There's four brachos to benching. So the Gemara Masechtas Brachos says, Moshe tikin leYisrael berchas hazan, the first bracha for the man, Yehoshua tikin berchas haaretz. That's the second bracha, right? The second, no delacha is all about Israel. Right? Keva shenechzul eretz. David ushlomo tiknu bona Yerushalayim. That's the third bracha we say. And David tiket al Yisrael amecha v'ashlayim yirecha. Okay. They together made the bracha. Shlomo tiket al abayis agaldav yakadosh. So that's the bracha three. Hatova hametiv biyavne tiknuha. The bracha that we say in benching of Hatova hametiv was established reflecting what happened in Yavne. Keneged Haruge Beitar. So what happened? So the Gemara tells us that Beitar was essentially the last stronghold for the Jews. And the Jews fought as much as they could, and they were finally defeated by the Romans. And the Romans, as a show of strength and defiance against the Jews, even though the Roman army was massive. It was massive. And yes, the Judean-Roman wars made a dent in the Roman army, but enough that they were running scared, in a sense, right? That's why They were searching for Rabbi Akiva. That's why they pummeled the Jews in Beitar. And what did they do? They said, not only are we going to kill the Jews in Beitar, we're not going to allow you to bury the dead. So for a number of years, the bodies stayed there, and they weren't allowed to bury them. Eventually, the Jews are allowed to bury the dead in Beit Ha'ir. They go in, and what do they see? Number one, the bodies did not decompose. Number two, they were allowed to have kavura. They could have a kavura. So Hatov is Shalohi Srihu. The bodies didn't decompose. They were there. They were fit for burial. And Vahamintiv Shanitnu Likavura. That's what we say. I'll share with you an amazing idea about benching. The Meshach Chachman says, how in the world does this bracha fit in? Doesn't make sense. Every other bracha, food, man. Okay. I got to thank God for the food that I ate. Israel, we're connected to the land of Israel. It's important. And even the third bracha, Yerushalayim, it's the center. Once Jews start making brachos, we expand. Once we're sitting down to bless God, we expand it. Okay, we did it last year. We talked about Sheva brachos. Why Sheva brachos is expanded is because we're thanking God. We thank Him a lot. How in the world did this bracha make it in? So the Meshach Chachma says he calls benching binyan ha'uma, the building of a nation. You need sustenance. You need the headquarters of Yerushalayim. You need spirituality of Israel. You need the land of Israel. And the fourth thing is to remember that in exile, which is most of Jewish history, God is going to be there. And that's what this is a reminder of, right? Shalohi srichu, that their bodies didn't decompose, they could bury them. So now, how does that connect to wine? So look what the Gemara says. If you look in the back in the Rush quotes this Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says that for years, they were able to fertilize their land because of the blood of the Jews. Okay? If you look what the Gemara says in Gittin, or you look in the Rush, either one, the Gemara, the third source, the Gemara in Gittin says, Tanya Relezer Agodo Omer Shnei Nachlem Yish Vikas Yadayim Echa Moshe Elev Echa Moshe Elech. One went either way. Sheruch Hacham Shnei Chalok Emaim Echa Dam. There was so much blood. Sheva Shanim Bitzar Ovdei Kocham Is Karmei Midam Shal Yisrael Below Zevel. 7 years. Right? When I used to learn these Gemaras with my father would these Gemaras in Gid of Kamsa Bar Kamsa have astronomical numbers. Like, if you were to put into the amount of blood that had to be spilled to, now whether that's an exaggeration, whether it's metaphorical, a lot of Jews were killed. So much so the Gemara says that for 7 years, they were able to fertilize their fields based on the blood of the Jews.
When you go through Malachim, I mean, I did it in abbreviated, yeah. Not the very young. I would read about battles between one army of 900,000 and another one of 800,000.
Right.
That's hand-to-hand combat. Right. That's Game of Thrones.
Right. Right.
On speed.
So therefore, since the Romans used blood to fertilize their fields, and the bracha v'atov ha'metiv is corresponding to this idea. So when it comes to wine, which is a little bit, the blood, the redness of yayin, like the redness of blood, where else do we find that? Pesach night, right? Why do we use red wine for Pesach night? Zeichel adam, the Mishnah Berurah says. You should have blood because of the blood that was spilled. So therefore, it's only when it comes to wine do we have this bracha v'atov ha'metiv. Okay, so that's what it comes to. Now, when do I make a Tov HaMeitiv? Many people, you don't really find making a Tov HaMeitiv. Why not? So if you look at the bottom, look at the Shulchan Aruch. So just to share with you a little bit of halacha. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says, Hevi lehem yayin acher. In a bar prayer, priya gefen. You're in a meal, they bring out more wine, you don't make bar prayer, you don't make another bracha. Av barach aleh Tov HaMeitiv. Hagad, says the Rama, Av agav she'en lo old min harishon. Really, the Ramah is lenient, but really you're supposed to have some left over from the first bottle. Because if they finish the first bottle, and then you bring out the second bottle, it's not a Tova Meitiv. Why am I bringing out the second bottle? Because I'm done with the first bottle. So it's not a Tova Meitiv, it's just Tov. So, V'lav Davka Hevil HaMechadash. Elu Adin Ha'im Mitzchila Beis Yenos. I had two wines. V'varachan Alashena Tova Meitiv. Okay, now. If you look at the second halacha, so what Ellie's pointing out is another thing you're not supposed to do. Let's say I know I have a lot of wine on my table. It's Purim even. People will make Kato Meitav on Purim, let's say. So I know I have a better wine and a less good wine. Which one should I have first? So Ellie's saying, well, I'll have the less good one first so you can make the bracha Kato Meitav. That's also a problem. Why? Because in Halachos Brachos, what comes first? The better wine. So, if you had the better wine,
Really?
Yeah, right. In order, it's an order of chashivas. You're supposed to be an order of chashivas. When it comes to wine...
On a weekday, we're not talking Shabbos.
It doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is. If you know you're having two wines at the table. So I share with you on the next page. No, just to show you how difficult this is. There's a number... Malim HaKodesh doesn't apply to chashivas or bracha. Meaning when it comes to brachos, right, you have a mizonos and a shahakol. So you make mizonos first. Sana Malin Bakodesh.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but if you're not making a second,
no, because even in that, because even in that, because even in that, it makes a difference because one's more chashan than the other one. So you should do that. You should do that one first. So there are a number of conditions before you even see this. Number of conditions. Number one, you're really not supposed to finish the first bottle. Okay, that's condition. That's condition number one. Number two, you need to have multiple people drinking the wine. Why? Because if it's just you drinking the wine,
you're drunk.
Sure. Right, that's not right. It's not, maybe and then you're a drunk. And finally, you need to be a partner in the wine. Now, most meals are partners because if you're at my house, I'm allowing you to partake in my wine. I'm not, but I don't know if you're a little crazy. Most Sfardim do not make a bracha because Sfardim have. We're going to see here for a second. Sfardim have eight conditions to make a tova meitiv. So unless you're a chacham and you can really understand what the eight conditions are, you just don't make it. But I'll just share with you a little bit just to understand like the complexity of this halacha. This comes from the Sefer Pisgei Tshuva. It's a great sefer. So Pisgei Tshuva's quotes on the top here. Simon Kuf Ayin Hey. Okay. V'divri Amagin. So he quotes this halacha that we just read. V'divri Amagin Avram. Brachas Echovahu Uba Modim Hashem Yisbarach Al Ribo Yayin. You're thanking Hashem for the abundance of wine, shen is daming lo. V'tiknu chacham davka layayin. Okay? That we just saw, because yayin has two malas to it, two great things to it. It's misameach v'soed alev. And you only say shira on wine. Okay. Go to the next column on the left side. It says, ve'elo hatanayim. These are the conditions shet tzrichim liyoz kede levarich berchus atov amita. What do you need? So I'll read through them. Number one. Number one, maybe it should be during a meal. With other people. Oh, Kiddush, maybe it's a verb Kiddush. And you show some men a revius. And you drank at least a revius. And also, everybody else drank wine at your table. Or at least one of them did. And you don't even have the other wine there. Meaning, it's not at my table, but I know it's coming. So like the guy says, I'm going to bring out a really good bottle soon. Because if it's on my table, maybe then I have to make the bracha on it. So it's in the kitchen, but it's coming. Okay? And then he continues on the neck, on the right side of the bottom. While I'm at my meal, the wine is still there of the first bottle. Then I bring out a better wine than the first one. Yoser mehayayin shashasa b'tchila. And then v'yesh bo k'deshtias revias achol apachol t'shnaimia. Then at least two people have a revias. V'gam medatam lishto shirvias toch asud. Then you can make the bracha of atov v'ametiv. Then he says, you can be devli v'mekel, and you can remove a number of these conditions, but really you need a few of those. You need at least the fact that you have a better wine coming, you really should have the first bottle not finished, and you need to have a few other people there. So, I don't know if people do or do not make the bracha to amita, but...
That's a normal Shabbos meal. I mean, not that two bottles. I mean, people sitting and drinking and eating.
Right, so if they bring out a second bottle, and it's... Yeah, then you would make a tova meitiv. Yeah, if you had other people there, and it's a really better bottle, and you had some left, that'll be fine. That'll be fine. You would make the bracha tova meitiv. Okay. Okay, so now, let's just go ahead. And that was just limited on Tova Meitiv. It pops up in this Gemara. I just wanted to share a little bit about the Bracha. Okay, let's go ahead. We're going to read through this whole Gemara now. We're going to get a chance to read some Gemara. We're just to lay out this Sugya, and then we'll continue next week with some of the Halachos. And these are very important Halachos, what's called Shinoi Makom. So, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, it's the longer Amud. Okay, the longer Amud. Yeah, that one. 202. Okay, three lines down. Yosef Rav Idi Barav and Kamid Rav Chista. So Rav Idi is sitting there. V'yosef Rav Chista v'kamim v'shmeid Rav Huna. Ha da'amrit shinui makom tzaro levarich. You said when I change places I need a new bracha. Referring to bracha Rishona. So I made a bracha in my house. I now move somewhere else. I need a new bracha. Lo shanu ela mi bayis lebayis. That is referring to, that is only referring to when I'm going, me bias, I'm changing house to house. I'm shinu mi makom le makom, but if I'm changing within my house, from place A to place B, basement to den, kitchen, wherever, lo. Okay, fine. So shinu mi makom here, now it's different. When it comes to Kiddush, we were not as lenient. When it comes to Kiddush, you know, if, you know, for example, my in-laws, Shol and Queens, they daven in the second floor, and the Kiddush, the social is on the first floor. They do not make Kiddush in their shul, because he can't. That's not makom. Kiddush makom suda means different, because Kiddush makom suda means where I'm eating is where my Kiddush is. You can't see it. You can't. You're not the same. Doesn't count.
You can smell it.
Even that wouldn't work. But in there, you can't smell it. But even if you could smell it, it probably wouldn't work. You'd have to at least see the room or have it. You know, like what I said last week, and our shul posed a big problem because it's not the same room, and it's you can't even see it. So as long as you have in mind that you're going, be the evidence, it's okay.
Having breakfast to people in shul.
Right, right. So some shuls do, like, they wait for the rabbi to come in, but that's never
like
a good
church.
Idea. Yeah. You'll wait for us on the way out, right?
And the wine.
And the wine. We already do the wine. Okay. Okay. But when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, when they were more lenient, because Mako means my house. So if I made a bracha mizonos in the kitchen, now I'm in the basement. That I wouldn't need a new bracha. Okay. So Amar LeRavidi Bar Avin, Hachi Tanili Mastita Debei Rav Hinak. We learned this halacha. Amar Le Mastita Debei Rav Hana Kavaseh El Rav Huna Mastita Kamashvul Rav Huna Mastita Lo Shamile. All right, Rav Huna didn't know and he taught it anyway. Now let's go to the next halacha. Visu. Yasir Reb Chista v'kamish mei denavshei ha amrit shinoi makom tzara levarich. You told me that if I change, I have to make a new bracha. Lo amrit ela b'dvarim she'ein teunin bracha la'achareyan b'mikoman. That is referring to something that does not require a bracha teunin l'koman. Now look what big ma. Look at Rashi at the top. Rashi at the top. No. Rashi at the top. End of the first line of Rashi. Bidvarim she'ein tu'unin bracha la'achreihem. Kegon, mayim operos. If I make a bracha on a fruit, or on water, ein tu'unin bracha chashuva b'fnei atzon. That is not a chashuv enough bracha. Devandai kevan de'amad v'holach l'makom achar amidah. So when I got up, and I went somewhere else, gmar sudaso. Meaning, when I make a bracha on a fruit, if you make bracha on fruits, you had a fruit. Now you left your house. You're saying, I'm done. I mean, that fruit is not that important. When I left my house, I'm finished. Okay? The bracha is not chashav enough that I'm considered continuing my meal. And therefore, when I got to the next place and I wanted to eat my apple again, now it's still different. We'll talk next week. What happens if I'm eating continuously? Like, I start eating, I'm going to be in my car. Okay? There's nothing better than eating in your car. Okay, you don't gain weight when you eat in your car. It's very important. I love it. Eating your car and shaving your car. Two of the best things.
The same fruit or just the same type?
Either one. No, either one. Either one. So the Rashbam says, the Rashi says that those things are required. Vahach sudaso achrisihi. Meaning, by definition, when I leave my house, my fruit meal is over. When I got to place B, my fruit meal is starting again. Therefore, I need a new bracha. But look at the next Rashi. He continues. Klomar. So listen to what the Rashbam says. The Rashi says. Klomar bracha chashuva b'fnei atzman kegon shivas haminin. If it's so chashuv like the shivas haminim, hoil velo beirach achareihin. I don't make a bracha afterwards. Va'ama lele l'makom achlison. And I went somewhere else. Al kvios harishon. It's okay. I can make mizonos on my cookie, or on some, right? Now, one opinion says only bread. But let's assume means on what the Rashi is saying, on a cookie. I left my house, I know my meal's continuing. So when I get to place B, now if it's 7 hours later, obviously you need a new bracha. But if a few minutes later, you would not need a new bracha. Lefnei nami in tzarech lachzar v'levar.
Ask a question.
Sure.
If you thought you were finished,
yeah,
then you would have to say a bracha acharona, right?
Correct.
So if you did it, then I can understand you would need a new bracha. But if you didn't do it,
that's what we're discussing. Because even if I don't, this whole discussion is if I did not make a bracha acharona. If I made a bracha acharona on my mizonos, then for sure when I get in the next place, I need a new bracha rishona because my meal. You said your meal is over. We're discussing that when shinui makom, does that mean by definition the moment that I leave one place, my meal is over, even if I didn't make a bracha achrona? So that's what we're discussing. So Rashi is saying, what the Gemara is saying is, according to the first opinion, when you leave the house for fruits, your meal's over. I don't care if you said a bracha or this is a bracha or not, your meal's over. Your next place you go to, you need a new bracha. Okay, let's do a little bit more of the Gemara. The Gemara continues. One more piece. So then the Gemara says, my taima, so why would these fruits be different? Likva kama hadar. Because that's something more established with these kind of fruits. You're going based on your establishment of the meal. And when it comes to mizonos or shivas haminin even, I mean dates and things like that, those are a little bit more special. Your meal can continue. Rav Sheshah says, no, it doesn't make a difference. You still need a new bracha. The other thing where it says the following. Meisrei. Gemara poses the question. B'nei chabura shemesuban lishtos v'aku ragleim latzeis likras chasan or likras kala. People are at a meal. In walks the chasan and the kala. They don't wait till they come in to dance. They go to greet them. And what happened when they went to greet them? Where did they leave? They left where they were eating. K'shen yotzin ein tuna bracha l'mafreya. K'shen chozrin. So they don't need a bracha achrona. And when they return, they don't need a new bracha.
Meaning, because it's the same place that they came back.
So Gemara says, "Vamed dvarim amurim." The only reason that they don't need a new bracha, shenichu sham zakein ochole. Why? Because they left somebody there. Now, who cares? Who cares that they left somebody there? First of all, it doesn't seem to be very nice.
They wanted to come back.
No, that is their kavanah to come back. What is it? What does it show you about their suda?
It continued.
It continued. Meaning, our meal did not finish yet. Okay, our meal didn't finish because somebody was left there.
What if there wasn't anybody?
Says the Gemara. Avaloi nichu lo sham lo zakein v'lo chole. But if, as Arad is pointing out, what happens if nobody was left there? Kishin yotzin tu nebracha lemafreya. Do you win a new bracha before you left? And when you return, kishin chozrin tu nebracha lechat chila. So the Gemara is saying, well, if that's the case, it doesn't make a difference what kind of food it is. It makes a difference of who is left at your meal or not. Does that mean if I had a Shabbos meal and I walked out my guest and hung out for a little bit outside and now I came back in, how does that impact? Or any meal like that. These are important halachos. This happens all the time. We eat a food and then we like forget to make a bracha. Now we're in a new place and we might still be eating or we might want to eat something else. Do I need a new bracha or not need a new bracha? So we'll have to see the halachos of what this means. So the Gemara says, just so we can finish the whole Gemara, the Gemara says,
are these the same halachos as the Mishnah Berurah?
We're going to see. We're not at the bottom line. This is sort of just laying out the whole Gemara. Huh?
How these Mishnah Berurahs are overriding halacha anyway?
No. But there's a lot to discuss in how to learn these Gemaras and what parameters you need to be considered Shina Makom or not Shina Makom.
Relax, light switch boy.
What did you say?
I said relax, light switch boy.
So the if you look at the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, midaktani akru raglayan, the fact that it says akru, mechlal dibidvarim atu nebrachalachrayan, bimkomen askina, that they were in the same place. So it makes it seem that what is very important is that somebody was at least left part of this. Somebody was left as part of my meal. So these are two major halachos that we're going to have to figure out. These are two major conditions. The first condition is, the first halacha was, what kind of food is it? Does it make a difference what kind of food is it? And you have a number of opinions. Some believe it's foods that have a special bracha. Special bracha means anything other than basically a bor nefashos. That includes ala mechya, that includes ala eitz v'al pri eitz. Some say no. Some say those foods are just mizonos foods. Because no one's really thinking, even though a date has a special bracha achrona, unless you're eating the dates wrapped in
pastrami
from shallots, no one's making a meal on dates. Okay? They're not hot dogs. Just warning you. They're good, but they're not the hot dog that you might think as you pick it up.
Yeah, good with the
ramaki. That's
what they're called?
They're called ramaki.
Thank you.
They are good with the pastrami.
They are good. But nonetheless, no one is opening just a regular...
I'll take a rib taco instead.
Yeah. a regular carton of dates and saying, oh, this is my meal. Fine. Some believe it's only mizonos, right? Some believe it's only, it's not defined by the bracha achrona, it's defined by the status of the food.
But shevaminim would have a higher status.
So, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, you're right. The Rashi and the Rashbam say exactly what you said, because the chashivas is defined by the bracha achrona. Other believe it's not defined by the bracha achrona, it's defined by the food. The food, mizonos and hamotzi. Those are foods that I might continue eating. No one's meal makes a meal on dates.
This is a curiosity, but does it matter when shevaminim, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or not?
No, that wouldn't make a difference. No, that wouldn't make a difference. Shevaminim, meaning if they're from Eretz Yisrael?
Whether they're from or they're not. I buy dates in the store. They're
shevaminim. Shevaminim.
Does that matter?
I don't think so. It's a good question. I don't think so. Shevaminim, I think, is shevaminim. And then the final opinion, I think, with Rabbeinu Chananel, is that it's only bread. Because as we saw last week, when you define something as a meal usually means bread. It has something of a little bit more substance to it. So that's what I wanted to do tonight. I wanted to just introduce this idea of Berachas HaTovah, a little bit of the background, a little bit about where this bracha comes from and the connection just to wine. Then to go through this Gemara and to lay out what we're going to do next week, the halacha of when Shinui Makom applies to Shinui Makom doesn't apply. And what and you know, sort of how that works when we eat in cars and all these kind of things.
Shinui Makom is Kiddushes. Leaving the house or going from room to room?
So room to room in a house would be fine. We're talking more leaving, and I'm walking outside. I'm walking to my car. I'm finishing my whatever. I'm driving. I'm going to shul. So I made a mizonos in my house. I'm going to go to shul. When I get to shul, do I need another mizonos again? It's 5 minutes. 2 minutes. It wasn't a long time.
Multiple kiddushes.
All right, multiple kiddushes.
That happens.
So yeah.
A practical question.
Yeah.
A lot of times when we have luncheons at the shul.
Yeah.
We eat. And then we go in
right.
to the shul for the brush and then come back for dessert.
Like we're going to do the Shabbat.